Live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, City Controller Scott Stringer. Mr. Stringer, thanks for being here.
Good morning. Nice to be on.
And the weather's not great today, but on days that the weather is good, kids might like the idea of having class outside. You have a plan about that. Where do you want to hold class?
Well, look, when you think about what is the healthiest way to learn, it's outdoors. A mask and outdoors really means you're safe from this virus, according to science. So why can't we provide kids with an outdoor learning space? There are 30 million square feet of schoolyard space in New York City. That's not counting parks and other open-air venues. Look, we know that restaurants outdoors makes the eating experience safe. Why can't we do that for the kids? Why can't we give parents alternatives for those who are still worried and concerned about learning inside? Why don't we bring learning outside?
Is that something that the Department of Education has been considering, Mr. Stringer?
Unfortunately, they're very limited. They're not seeing beyond their street corner. They should see into the schoolyards and the open space of the city. Look, this is a time for bold opportunities for learning. We lost a lot of teachers, too many teachers to COVID. We have classrooms that have not yet been guaranteed the kind of testing that would make people feel safe, and we have a lot more to do in this area. Now, I know it's a tough job to open up schools, and I do think the DOE is doing everything they can, but they've got to think out of the box. It's the only way we're going to get our kids to learn. Look, I'm a public school parent, and I have an 8-year-old and 7-year-old, and I want them to have a full education, but I also want them to be safe.
Yeah,
and we have to explore every opportunity to do that, and I hope that's reflected in what the governor talks about today.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if, we're expecting to hear from him, really any time today. Is your proposal too late, or have you been able to get it to the governor's people for him to consider and talk about today?
Look, we've gotten this proposal around. I'm certainly not the only one who is working on this. We have a lot of people in education and a lot of elected officials who would like to see this explored. We don't know what this virus is going to bring us. We're hoping for a vaccine, but we don't know about another surge. And so we've got to put everything out on the table. If we think same old, then it'll be same old. But when people say, well, this is a new idea, outside learning, I want to give people a little history. During the 1918 pandemic, kids learned outside. The weather was a little colder. But even back then, they knew that outdoor space, open air, mitigates a virus like COVID.
Right. In particular, when you have some older school buildings that just don't have an updated air circulation system. But about that, the weather. So what do you do if you're planning on, you're a teacher, you're planning on holding class out on one of the schoolyards, and it's a day like today, rain and thunderstorms? What do you do?
You know how we used to have snow days? So now we'll have rain days, and the mayor will have to make that choice as to whether to go forward. Sometimes he'll be right, sometimes he'll be wrong. That's the mayoral prerogative. But we should not be limited by the weather. We should lean into it and think about tents and other outdoor equipment. Look, we should put this on the table. This is critical for the life of our city. We do need our kids to be educated, but we need to have many different options.
Yeah, you mentioned, I want to ask you about the mayor in a minute, but you mentioned tents, and earlier in our conversation you said some other outdoor venues. What are you talking about there?
Well, we've got amazing parks, and we have open space throughout the city. Look, we spent a lot of time thinking about how to move restaurants into the streets to support our small businesses, to support our restaurants. There's a lot of thought that went into that, closing streets, reimagining the economy of New York City. Why can't we put the same effort into sort of reimagining how we're going to educate kids in the midst of this pandemic?
Okay.
And while, remember, part of this is just the placeholder for when we get a vaccine or a viral cure, another thing I want to mention is there's a lot of parents and grandparents who are taking care of children who have underlying health conditions. We want to keep those parents safe as well. But most importantly, we want every child to learn in the safest environment possible. If we're talking about indoor learning, we need nurses. We need a safety officer. I don't mean a safety officer to police children, but to make sure that we're adhering to the health protocols. There's a lot that goes into it. I'm not minimizing it.
Sure.
But to not consider outdoor learning means that we are not using every tool that we have.
Okay, very, very quickly. Any response from the mayor?
I live in hope. I am pushing them, but I want him to be decisive on this and consider this. I respectfully ask the chancellor to do the same.
Okay.
As a public school parent, this is very important to me personally, but it's important to all parents and children in the city.
All right. Scott Stringer, we thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.